The buffalo show us what the prairie once was and how humans have changed it, to some destroyed it, and this in turn is a reminder of all the landscapes we've changed. "Wrong side up," said a Sioux Indian who watched a white sodbuster rip the grassland open with a plow. The Native Americans knew why soil was best left undisturbed. Roots, 25 miles of them in a single square yard of prairie turf just 4 inches deep, held the soil in place, had done so for thousands of years. With a single plow swipe, the settlers let it free to blow. Result, the Dust Bowl. Later result, desertification turning the Great Plains into a desert. Less than 4% of the original tall grass prairie remains, and those defiant acres are rigorously protected. Still, it is feasible that the tall grass prairie could be gone before I die. A human being's lifespan is roughly how long it took to destroy 96% of it, which does not bode well for the last 4. But it doesn't have to be this way. The buffalo before me represent a new agriculture that can help restore the prairie and other landscapes without sacrificing the amount of food produced. These animals show us that there are many ways to farm and ranch, that we can change how we define those terms, that we can reverse the damage we have done and create a better agricultural future. The buffalo are walking, breathing proof that human beings do not have to destroy the earth in order to eat.